Good morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, the radio station is a friend to so many people, and we support our friends.
We do. We're here as a service. That's what we do, what we do. Recently, I heard from a guy who said, why do you have to have all those radio stations? Why don't you sell some of them and make the money? And he came from the for-profit world and said, they're not monetizing themselves. And I said to him and to everybody else, that's not what we do. We're a service. We put as much into this, as much heart, as much as we can possibly do. And it's not supposed to be monetized. It's supposed to be a sharing. And that's what we do. And that's what you do. And that's why the lockbox is so important. I can't be more heartfelt about this. It is only that you will be there with us and make this whole, because otherwise it will fail. Only when we make the decision that we turn it on every morning, every night, that it's there with us 24 hours a day, and all that everybody has to do in order to make it work is put something in, whether it's $1 or $1,000, we know you'll do it. And we're getting real close now, so get to the lockbox. Go to WAMC.org. David, thanks for the opportunity to even talk about it.
The fund drive starts Monday.
That's next
Monday at 6 a.m.
It does.
All right. Well, we are witness to the UN General Assembly and a meeting of leaders yesterday. We're talking about the U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Their first formal meeting in more than 2 years, Alan, started with an awkward handshake and ended without a breakthrough on Syria. And as the Times headline puts it, Obama and Putin clash at UN on crisis in Middle East.
Well, there is an insistence on Obama's part that Assad go. Look, Assad is not a good guy. We know it very minimal that he has killed his own people, and I understand exactly where Obama is coming from this. But on the other hand, I think we have stepped into something, and as the old saying goes, if you break it, you own it. When we go into a Syria and we support forces that we say have the potential for leading to a democratic Syria, and we find out that they're the same old rotten jihadists who are anything but democratic once they get power. And so this is basically the standoff between the two guys. There is no question that there is some truth on both sides of this, and it is not an easy one. But this country keeps going in to places and saying, we'll just throw our bread on the waters and hope that we'll get democracy, and we don't. It doesn't work.
Speaking of democracy, let's head to Washington, where House Republicans have plunged into a chaotic leadership scramble as emboldened conservatives maneuver to yank their next leaders to the right in the wake of Speaker John Boehner's sudden resignation. Alan, Representative Kevin McCarthy, who formally announced his candidacy for the Speaker's job, promised to respect the views of the faction that drove out Boehner.
Well, I don't have any doubt that he's going to have to tip his hat, McCarthy, to the conservatives. He's more conservative than Boehner is himself. Nevertheless, you get into power and you have to behave in a certain way. And you're not, and he's not, going to find himself in a position to close down the government, which is what some of the people on the extremists on the far right are saying. You know, close down the government over Planned Parenthood, or close down the government over this or that. Once you descend into that kind of chaos, you're done. And when you get to be a leader, you have a responsibility that you might not have when you're just throwing rotten tomatoes from the outside.
From the inside, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, Alan, on Monday appointed an executive director for the newly formed Office of Ethics and Compliance, a key pledge he made when the Bronx lawmaker took over the speaker's post in February, to be headed by Jane Feldman, the first executive director of the Colorado Independent Ethics Commission.
Could be that he means business. I want to point out that this is Boss Hastie of the Bronx. This is the guy who was the leader of the Bronx Democrats, never known for walking the straightest line of all, and it may be that he knows in order to succeed, he has to turn things around. On the other hand, we have seen a series of commissions and other people appointed by, for example, Governor Cuomo, and it hasn't really worked. As the old Harry Truman thing goes, show me, I'm from Missouri.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Lockbox is open, WAMC.org.
Without it, we're done.